Thanks for listening to the Cannabis Today podcast. I'm Steve Blank. On this edition of the podcast, I'm joined by Mike Nutell, National Sales Manager with Mabre Air Systems and CannabisAirSolutions.com. Their in-house professionals have heard the voices of growers with problem areas and have applied their technologies and support to overcome those problems. They use simple methods and technologies that will ensure that you have the best climate solutions for your cannabis grow. This podcast was recorded live from the show floor of the Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition in New York City. Join us at the CWCB Expo September 26th through 28th at the Los Angeles Convention Center. For details on exhibitors, speakers, conference schedules, and more, visit CannabisMeansBusiness.com. Check out with promo code CANNATODAY19 and save 20% on your three-day Super Saver Pass. Without further ado, Mike Nutell, live from the CWCB Expo in New York City.
Figured out. How's everything sound over there, Super Producer?
Everything sounds great.
Awesome. You're too kind. Awesome. All right, cool. Well, before we jump in, let's just give you an opportunity to introduce yourself to everybody.
Absolutely. My name is Mike Nutell. I'm sales manager, national sales manager for Mabre Corporation. We're based out of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. We service basically Canada, the U.S., and Mexico in a number of different products. We're a national distributor for Cannabusters, odor control. We also do greenhouse heating systems on large scale. We also do commercial hemp and cannabis drying systems. And what I want to talk to you about today is air distribution in grows. Air distribution is been a real big issue, a lot of problems in grows. The reason is because when the grows are laid out, they're moving a lot of air, but they're not doing it in a momentous way. Because when the air streams hit each other, it forms dead spots, microclimates they call them, in the grow. And when that happens, either the moisture stays on the plant too long, it becomes a breeding ground for botrytis, powdery mildew, and whatnot. So what we do is we move the air in a systematic way. We design a room or a greenhouse using our blower system and air distribution. So what we do is all the HVAC air goes into our blower, and we distribute the air evenly in the grow. And how we do that is with fabric ducting. And what we do is we size and engineer everything specific for that grow space, and we move the air low as possible. So our ducting goes right into the below the canopy. The reason why that is because when the plant transpires, you know, at the end of the day, the lights go out, the cannabis plant transpires a lot of moisture. And this moisture, most of it comes on the underside of the leaf. So what we want to do is when this is happening, when that humidity spike is happening, is we want to evaporate that moisture as quick as possible. And the reason to do that is we need to put that climatized air from the HVAC underneath the leaf so we can evaporate that water fast and effectively. So when we're doing that, we're putting the ducting right in the canopy. We're angling the holes at either from 9 o'clock right till 3 o'clock.
Sure.
So we get a good spread of air right up through the canopy. So we're hitting the problem right at the start, okay? We're hitting it where it needs to get hit. Moving air up top, it's fine, but that's not where the problem is. The problem is underneath.
How long, how long have you been in business?
Mabre Corporation has been in business for 45 years. We have presence in 53 countries. We've been specialized in the cannabis space now for 4 years.
That's awesome. And you're based out of where?
We're based out of Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Right on. How about website, social media handles? Where can we get in touch or learn more?
Absolutely. We can go to www.cannabisairsolutions.com, and I have all my information on that website.
Awesome. And so the tools and the environment that you were just describing is essentially what we just saw at your booth in that demo. The video that we were shooting is the below canopy airflow system that you were talking about, and all those are built custom to the environment.
That's right. So we customize every solution for every grow. What we've seen at the booth there is maybe too large. Our most popular is 6-inch, so we get it nice and small. So we'll be able to get into tight situations without it being in the way for the workers.
Sure. So being, how long have you been with Mabre?
I've been with Mabre for 4 years.
So you've been with Mabre for, in a window of time that cannabis has been reasonably acceptable. I'll say that very loosely.
Exactly.
Prior to that, what was your work experience
actually,
like?
Actually, I'm an HVAC gas tech by trade, so I understand airflow distribution systems. And I've been in the commercial greenhouse sector for 15 years. I was a commercial grower for myself. I grew hydroponic vegetables and in the flower production.
Cool.
So I understand both sides of the field.
I want to give this announcement a second to finish up. I wanted to ask, as it relates to being a career HVAC guy and now in this space, and there's obviously a lot more work available to you that doesn't have to be specific to the cannabis space, what's it been like for you to publicly make that transition with regard to whether it's colleagues or friends and family or the clergy or the PTA meeting? Like, daddy works in the cannabis industry now, you know, any feedback or naysayers or
I really wouldn't say any negative feedback. You know, I'm not here to judge, and I don't judge people based on that, and people really haven't judged me on that as well. Boils down to personal choice.
For sure. That's good to hear. That answer varies widely, as you can imagine. What is the next show on your tour?
Actually, next week we're going to be at O-Lift in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. After that, we're going to be in MJ Biz, New Orleans. That's the week after. The week after that, we're going to be back in Niagara Falls at Grower Days, Niagara Falls, Ontario. And then straight after that, we're going to be in Detroit.
Awesome. What has...
At CannaCon.
Oh, Detroit CannaCon. Nice. What's your experience been like with the CWCB Expo so far here in New York?
This is actually the first show we've been at with CWCB Expo, and it's been a phenomenal show. It's been the traction's been really good. The people have been great. It's a great place. I love New York. Definitely we'll be back next year and possibly all of three of the shows for next year.
Right on. What we got 3-4 hours left. Day three, what are you thinking about, focused on, looking forward to, hoping to get out of the time that we have left here?
We just keep interacting with people. It's all about people. If you don't interact, you're not gonna be fruitful. But we like interacting with people, and the people have been great. The traction's been good. The response has been great. You know, there's a live atmosphere here for sure.
Awesome. Did you get a chance to get out to any of the networking stuff?
Actually, no, we've been tied up, but
thanks for
the question.
No, that's all right. And then it happens.
Cool.
Let me see. Is there anything with regard to, Mabre specifically and what you're here to share with CWCB Expo this weekend that we haven't touched on today here that we would be remiss to dig into?
No, I think we basically touched on, what I wanted to talk about was air distribution and cause it is a common problem in every grow. But definitely look us up, and we'll
one more
be
time,
able to,
yeah,
to help you.
If you would, one more time, how do we get in touch, learn more, websites, social media handles, things like that?
CannabisAirSolutions.com.
Right on.
That's where you can get a hold of us.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Cool. Sounds good. Thanks again for joining.
You bet.
For more of the Cannabis Today content most relevant to you, visit canna-today.com and filter content by categories like subject, location, and more. As always, please rate, review, subscribe, share, and follow us on social media. Thanks again for listening to the Cannabis Today podcast.